Truth, I can't even remember what I played on that today. I'm trying to think.
Yeah.
You know, it was just, I think we busted it out all live. I don't think we did any overdubs on that song. It's acoustic with electric, and I was having fun today with a lot of the effects on the guitar, you know. You're getting to experiment with songs that they've already written, but kind of do something a little different, you know, and a chance for me to be creative with the band. So I threw some different kind of stuff in there on the electric guitar, and it's pretty much live and straightforward.
That's how it went. It was stripped down. I mean, originally the song, you know, is a heavier song. Some songs translate better to acoustic than others, but I think this one turned out pretty good. Originally, the song Truth was kind of one of the last songs to be written for Karma and Effect. It was pretty much written in the studio. And it's a no-nonsense kind of song. I think it gets to the point real quick. And what does it have? Three parts. Has two parts and a bridge. But it's meat and potatoes. It's the roots of what is Seether. And it was a single. And I think we did a pretty good version here today.
Yeah, it was just way more stripped down. You know, once again with the cajon and, you know, did the whole thing live. So
oh, yeah,
it's,
I played that little high thing and the heavy part, what usually is the heavy part. It's a little weird doing that song on acoustic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, well, at first it was, but I think it turned out well. Like, at first we were kind of questioning.
Because
yeah, it's a good acoustic song.
We didn't rehearse for this at all. We actually kind of didn't even plan for it. We just walked in and said, let's change stuff.
But again, you know, I think there's something cool about that. Going back to what Sean said, if you overthink something and I know it might sound weird, but start, you know, playing with your mind instead of just playing what feels right. You know, if you start thinking, okay, well, maybe this will sound good and technically I should do that. And, you know, when you overthink things, I think often you lose a little bit of the magic. You know, if you just go out and, you know, walk into a room and say, okay, let's run through it. Let's see what comes out, and you just play and sort of do it on the spot. I think it definitely, you know, sort of captures something and, you know, something special.